Podcast is brought to you by today's episode. We're going to talk about this right here. Trump apparently having a town hall to talk about the virus, and he's talking about China. I don't know. So we're not off to a good start already. So anyway, this episode we talk about mostly that, and talk about some movies I watched, or recommend you to watch, stuff like that, and that's pretty much about it. So, hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and here it is, episode 15, Lonely Boy Podcast. This is the Lonely Boy Podcast with host Kid Rainbows, episode 15. Actually, this episode was already recorded. I accidentally deleted it. So I gotta record another one. Actually, because I do this a lot when I record these podcasts. I record, and then if I don't like it, whatever I'm talking about, I delete it. So I'm gonna say this one, well, the one I recorded, and end up deleting it. And I think it was kind of a good episode. I was talking about freaking virus. I was talking about the stupid Congress not passing any of the bills because they want to places of base, and instead of everybody in the world or in the country. Like, these bills got extra stuff in it. I think the Senate bill, they should have just went ahead and passed it regardless of, because we do need, like, put money back into these companies that's or employing people. But I agree that, well, the House bill, I mean, they're trying to pass the new green deal, put that in the bill. I don't know why. Because just, like, put some of the stuff in the bill, not the whole freaking thing. Like, we could just did that later. People that need money, need this money now. And we're playing games once again. People pointing the finger at each other. It's insane. It's hard to be it's hard for me to take these people seriously anymore. I don't know. What's going on with me? I've been trying to stay quarantined, but I have to work, so I end up getting up, going to work. And working in a dirty store, restaurant, touching dirty money. It doesn't make sense why restaurants are open. I don't know what the CDC or your local state government is doing. I think restaurants should be closed, period. The only thing should be open is grocery stores. That's it. You cook your food at home. Put all your people that work at restaurants on sick paid leave, or, but they don't want to do that because they're too cheap. They just want to keep the restaurants open to make money. You know, not making that much money. Because a lot of people are not coming to the restaurants. Because some people are actually smart. I think if you keep these restaurants open, it's not going to do nothing but keep the virus freaking, it's going to keep it alive. Or it's going to spread it even more. Because people are going to come to work sick. They're going to contaminate the food or spread the virus, whatever they have, they sickness to somebody else. A customer might have the sickness. It works both ways. It's just, I don't understand it. Don't get me wrong, I have to make money, so I am gonna go to work, but I don't know what's it. I don't think it's helping the situation. So conflicted and confusing. You have do nothing Congress that's trying to, both parties are trying to put stuff in the bills to make their base happy. Well, this is not about the base. This is about the American people get money and putting that into the economy and, or put it into their pockets. People's not working at all. And we still haven't have, still didn't pass a bill yet. So I don't know where we're going with this. It's not looking good. So if the economy crashes, we're in another recession or depression. At this point, this is another crisis. We can't pass a bill to get money to people that need it. How are you gonna fix the economy on top of that? I don't know. People on Twitter point the finger at Trump. People pointing the finger at Democrats. This is a mess, a fucking mess. It's like the most important time when you're being a political person counts the most, and we're playing games, playing point the finger. President doesn't know what the hell he's talking about half the time. It's just, I don't know, it's a mess. We all can just get on the same page, and I don't know. Let's see, anyway, I don't want to talk about this no more. I made a new EP or a playlist. Check it out on SoundCloud called The Lonely Board Tapes Volume 1. I might put some of that on this episode of the podcast, or I don't know what I'm going to put on this podcast. See, what if I put, yeah, I made that like the other day. We really don't mess with the EDM stuff. I'm playing with it a little bit more now. So my sound's probably, it's kind of changing. Don't know where it's going, we'll see. I watched a couple of movies. I've seen The Color of Outer Space with Nicolas Cage. That's directed and written by the, I believe the same dude that made the movie Mandy, which is a good movie too. I rented a movie called Swallow, but I haven't watched that yet. I watched the movie Banker on Apple TV, which is definitely a good movie. Check that out. The first black bankers or real estate investors in the 60s and late 60s, early 60s. Starring Samuel L. Jackson and Anthony Mackie. It's a very good movie. It's kind of long, but definitely good. You can check that out on Apple TV. Good movie. See, I haven't read any good books. It's been eating a lot of food. I did read something, I read in the New Yorker about Fiona Apple. It's probably coming on a new record. If you like Fiona Apple, a lot of you people probably do, check that out on New Yorker. It's a good read. That's about it. I haven't been trying to self-quarantine like everybody else and not get sick. I mean, pretty much, I think we should just shut everything down, like they said. 14 days to catch the virus and come up with some type of something to at least contain it. I don't know. See where we're gonna be from a week from now with this. That's pretty much all I have. To talk about. Actually, the first episode I just recorded was long. And my crazy self, I erased it. So, okay, I did watch the last episode, season finale of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Pretty good. Pretty good. See what I did there? That was a joke. Larry David joke. I tweeted the other day, the HBO. Just go ahead and, the way the world is, well, the world is in right now, just go ahead and just give us the new season of Succession. I don't know. Oh, y'all coming, turn into zombies, I don't know. I'm trying to think of any shows I'm looking forward to seeing new seasons. I know there's a new season of Insecure. Can't say I'm as excited. Cause we're like, what's this, the fourth season? Yeah, the show should probably be coming to an end soon. I'm definitely gonna check it out though. I don't know. These shows come to mind right now. recurring shows I watch, except for what the Succession I just said. Yeah, man, I'm out of here. Hope you guys stay quarantined, stay home, wash your hands, and keep yourself busy. And, yeah, I guess that's it. This is the Lonely Boy Podcast with your host, Kid Rainbows, and we're out. Play the music.